We're holding Daf Teyim at Beis. Okay, the Mishnah. Nismaye to'ichel, if you put an Erev down, and now the food became too small. Like we'll soon see what the shear, how much food you have to have, metchilo, but if you put down the right amount of food, and now it became too small, the food got lost or got eaten up, nismaye to'ichel is moisif. You have to add more. In other words, the shear to have a gregarious for each person, or else to have the shear of mozen shtei sudis, according to Tanakhama, you always have to have that shear. And if the food becomes less, you have to be moisif, you have to add more onto it. Umezake, and now, if you could be mezake this area for the rest of the people, v'yein tzorach l'adiyah, you don't have to be adiyah the rest of the people. Hey, since you already made an erev, and now just the food became smaller, so when you add on to the food, you can be mezakut for them, and you don't have to be mudiyah. So Rashi learned, Sharei kula nesrat for bechilo, because everybody was already nesrat, everybody wanted to make this a ruvi chatzeris, just the food got too small. So if we don't have to be mudiyah them that you're making this erev. What about nisoisfu aleim? What about now more people, more neighbors moved into the chotzer? So you have new people that have to be mishtatef into the erev. Is moisif, they also have to add on into the erev. Or mezakeh, you could be mezakeh for them if you want. V'tzorach lo'diyah, and or else you have to tell them that what they were making an erev for you also, that you also can carry out from your house into the chotzer. So Rashi learns v'tzorach lo'diyah le'diyurin shenisoisfu im daitan beirin. The new people moved into this chotzer now, we have to tell them, modiyah them that we're going to make an erev. Are you nicha with it? Ukegoing Rashi says shemarav mishalhen. You only have to tell them if you're going to take bread from them. So then, before you take it from them, you have to ask them, are they nicha for this erev or not? The time of precious liyah, like we had before, because you can't take from somebody about korcho. The tartikatoni, there are two dinim here. Moisefu mezake im mishaloi. If you want to, you can add bread, your own bread, and be mezakirit for them. In other words, you have somebody pick it up, and he's kernel it for these other people. So then you don't have to ask him, because it's a schus, he's only gaining on the deal. The tzorach lodiya im mishalhem marif. But when do you have to ask them, if they're nicha, if you're taking their bread? So before you take their bread, you have to get reshus from them. You have to make sure they're nicha to make this a rubichat service. So there are two halachas. If you use your bread to be mezakrit for them, so then you can do it without their das, because treated their nicha, and we say mezak, zoch, and the other mishtab afonav. But if you want to use their bread, you can't take it unless they give you reshus. V'tzorach lo'diyah. Now, kamehi shiurin. How much is a shear to make a rubichat service with? How much bread do you have to have? Is Bisman Shein Merubin. If you have a lot of people living in the Chotzer, then Mozen Shtei Sudis, Lekulam. Once you have the shear of Mozen, enough food, that you eat for two Sudis, that's enough no matter how many people you have, even for 1,000 people, that's enough. Hey, the Rabbonim will never mechayiv you to put down more than Mozen Shel Shtei Sudis. What about Bisman Shein Muotin? Let's say you don't have that many people. Because you only have one or two people, or three people in the area of Chatzeris. How much does each person have to put into the Erev? Kegregris. All you need is shear of a dried out date. That's enough. Which is a little bit more than a kezayis. Less than a beitza, a little bit more than a kezayis. That's how much bread each person has to put in. Lechol echad v'yechad. That's how much each person has to put a little bit more than a kezayis in to the Erev. It's enough. Now, Omer Reb Yosi, b'meh devar ma'murim b'tchilas Erev. When do we say you have to have a shear that each person has to at least put the size of a gregris? Or else, if you have 1,000 people there, if the erev is big enough that it's a shear of a mozen shtei sudis, that's like 4 beitzim, 4 eggs worth of it, that's enough for everybody. Now, when do we say you have to have such a shear? That's only at the beginning, metchila, when you put the pot down to make the rubi chatzeris. Abu b'shir, b'shirei, that means you first made a good erev, you had enough food. And now, as the weeks go along, face the mice ate up the bread, or the bread got lost, or some pieces got fell off already. Now, how much bread has to still be left there that the erev is still chal? He holds kolshu. Aba b'shiurei erev kolshu. Even if a little bit is left over, still it's kosher. And he holds the grash. He says, "Ain't tzarach loisif." Reb Yosi polegat Tanakama. Reb Yosi argues on the Tanakama. The first man, the Yom of the Mishnah, said, "Nismaya toichel moisif." If the oichel got less, you have to add on more to it. Hey, see, yells every Shabbos at the beginning of Shabbos, you have to have this year that every person has to have at least a gregris there, or else the Moshe Shtei Sudis. He doesn't know that if once you had the shear, then later it got smaller, still it's kosher. Rabbi Yossi holds no, and the halacha of Rabbi Yossi, that once at the first Shabbos you had enough of a shear, even though later on the Erev gets smaller and smaller, as long as something is left over, still is kosher for the Eruv v'chatzeres. Now, v'lozot the Mishnah, v'loy omru la'aruv v'chatzeres, that the Rabbanan said that even though you made a shtufa mevoyis, like Rashi l'achach in a statsfum, even though the people living in this home movi made a shtufa mevoyis, that means they collected any type of food or wine from the Bnei Chatzer and put everything together. So once they made a shtufa mevoyis, mikra din, you do not have to make an Eruv v'chatzeres. Now why did the Rabbanan still say that you should still make an Eruv v'chatzeres even though you already made a shtufa mevoyis? He said, v'loy omru la'aruv v'chatzeres. The Rabbanan said, still you should make an Eruv v'chatzeres, ela kedesh le'shakeyach es ha'tinoikis. That the kids should not forget about Tilchus Erev. There is the kids living in the chotzer, they'll see the fathers carrying out from the house into the chotzer, and they will not know that there was a shtufa mevoyis. They don't know what's doing in the movi. They only know that in this chotzer, there's no Erev going on. So they'll think you're allowed to carry out from the house into the chotzer, even without an Erev. So today the kids should not learn to make a mistake. The Rabbanu will masakin that in every chotzer, you should have your own Erev. Every chotzer should have his Eruv v'chatzeres. Yeah. So that's the Gemara. But my askinen. So Rashi watiktoni bin ismayit ain't tzorach leidia. The Mishnah's mashma Tanakam holds that if the oichol became too small, so Tanakam shear shiter is you have to be moistiv. You have to put more bread or more food into the eruv. Now he says vi ain't tzorach leidia. You don't have to tell the people. Now this is only because it's nismayit mashma something is left over. But it's a diyak mashma, if the whole Erev got eaten up, then you do have to be medir then. Grass rashi diyak. Ha kola legamri, mashma, if nothing from the Erev is left over, then tzorach ledi'oi in bolar. If you're coming to make an Erev a second time, like from the new, then you have to be medir till everybody should know we're making another Erev. So that's more about my askina. What are we talking about? Ilayim abib minechid, if talking about the exact same min. There's metchil, everybody put, if it's talking about Eruv v'chaser, that's got to be bread. According to some sheet, as we'll soon see. Whatever min they first used, if you want to use the exact same min again, for the Gemara, my irin is mayit. Why only if the Erev just got small and you have to add more? That you don't have to ask them, afilu kol anami. Even if the whole Erev got eaten up legamri and you want to make a new Erev now. If you're using the exact same min like before, they put white bread there. So pshita, the person is nicha to use white bread, so you should be allowed to take again white bread to make the second Erev. Like, what do you have to ask them for? Since it's the exact same min, the same type of food that he used for the first Erev, Shita is nicha to use that food, and he could use it the second time. What do you have to ask them? Yeah, I feel. So tomorrow, Elo, Bishnei Minim, Elo, we're talking about now, you want to use a different min. The first time he gave one type of food, now you want to take a different type of food from him. For the Gemara, I feel this mayat nami. Even if just the Erev became too small, and now, according to Tanakama, you have to add more food into the Erev, you should also have to ask everybody. Again, you're not taking your own food for everybody. You're going around the chotzer and taking food from everybody. So before you take from them, you have to ask them a shus. If you're taking another min. Like Mechates, you said the person wants to use the second min for the Erev. Did Tanya, I'll bring you right if this we learned. Kol ha'oichel min echad ein tzorach ladia. If the oichel, the first Erev, got eaten up, and now they're making a second Erev, if they're using the exact same type of food they used the first Erev, you don't have to ask them. Pshita, since they were Nicha the first time, you could take again from them now to make an Erev again. What about Mibayz Minim? Let's say you're changing it now to use a different type of a food now. Is Tzorach Leidiyah? You do have to be Medea them. So if it's talking about two Minim, so why only Nismayit? I feel Nismayit even if it didn't get eaten up Legamri the first Erev. But as long as you have to add on to it, to take a second min, you have to ask him first. You can't do it without asking him. And for the Gemara, boy, same, I'll give you two terutzim. One territory, boy, same, if you want to say, you can say like this. Mimin echid. We're talking about to take an exact same min. And the boy, same, mishnei minim. If you want, I'll give you an answer. We're talking about the making a second min. The second Erev is a new type of a food. Now, what's the pshat? Boy, same, mimin echid. We're talking about now the exact same type of food. Abazoyis, with shver, why did we say dafkif nismayit? Mashma, some food is still left over. Just a little bit, so you have to add to it. Mashma, if the whole thing was eaten up legamri, then you do have to ask. The question is why? Since you're using the exact same food, it should be muta. That's the Gemara Nechnamin. My nismayit nismetmamet. Now, it means that nothing was left over. Legamri, Nechnamin, Rashi, kol legamri. It doesn't mean a little bit you got eaten up. That means the whole thing got eaten up. There's nothing left over. Say Nachnami. Since you want to use the exact same min again, you don't have to ask them Rishus. Since they were Nicha the first time, Mestalma, they're still Nicha. The boy is same Mishnei Minim. Maybe we're talking about Taka two different Minim. And I tell you, Kol Lashani and Nachnami, there's a difference if everything got finished or not everything got finished. So Rashi, boy is same Mishnei Minim. The Daf can not get Nismayit. Only because it was Nismayit. Or the Kashloch Mebraisa Kolo Shani. The Braisa Kolo. If you have some left over and you only have to add a little bit more, so even if you're taking a different min, still the same circle of dia. That the price says a different min, you have to ask the Mishus first. That's only where the first Erev was Kol Lagamri. It was used up. And now what you have to do is use new food, make a new Erev. If you're using a new type of a food, you have to ask the Mishus before you can take it. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Nismayit, if some is left over, just you have to eat a little bit more, you don't have to ask the Mishus, even though you're using a second type of a food. If more people came into the chotzer, so they have to make an eruv chaseris also, and you could be mezakrit for them. Omer Rav Shizbi, Omer Rav Chizda. Zois Sameris, from here it's a raya, that chokim olav chavera arab Yehuda. That the Chomim argue on Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanan, we learned, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says like this, when do we have to have Rishus? When do we have to ask the person if he's Nicha? When we want to make an Erev Chumim for somebody? Well, that's the Svar. What's an Erev Chumim? You want to put his Erev outside 2,000 Amis, that from there he could walk 2,000 Amis further. But he's also losing out that list. He can't walk 2,000 Amis the other way of the city. So it's a chesaron for the person. You have to ask the person, where do you want your shvisa to be the Shabbos? Not every time is the Ruvit Chumim a mile for the person. It depends which way he wants to walk. Therefore, you have to ask him if he's nicher or not. Avo be Ruvit Chatzeres, ma sheikh, whenever you make the Ruvit Chatzeres, ma'arvin bein ladas, bein shle ladas. You should know you can make the error for the person even without asking him. So that this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So in our Mishnah is mashmalat, that our Mishnah is talking about Ruvit Chatzeres, and still it says, tzorach ladiyoy, that you have to be modir them. It says Nisusaf, if more people came in, so you make it a new Erev now, or Mitzarach Ladir, you have to tell the person, Yishna, we're making an Erev HaSeres for you. So it says not like Reb Yehuda. So it's a Raya, the Rabbonim argue on Reb Yehuda. So the more Pshita, Avada, they argue on Reb Yehuda. It's often a Stira. Our Mishnah says when they make an Erev HaSeres, Mitzarach Ladir, you have to remind, tell the person, are you Nich or not? And Reb Yehuda says you don't have to. So Pshita the Chokin. So the Marnein Mao, the Tame, I would think, Hani mili bechotzer shebein shnei mevois. When does our Mishnah say you have to ask the person if you have a chotzer in between two different mevois? So it's a suffix between which mevui does this chotzer want to be part of? He could be part of the right mevui, he could be part of the left mevui. So therefore, we can't make an error for him without asking him, because poshet it's a choy for the person. Avo chotzer shemovui yechod emeloi. But maybe a chotzer that only belongs to one mavi. There is only a question, there's only one place you can make Yerev with. Maybe a maloi, that Rabbanan do not argue on Reb Yehuda. Kamashmula, no, still the Rabbanan argue on Reb Yehuda. But the Rabbanan say always, ban ruvi chetzer, it's sarach ladiyoy. You have to tell the person beforehand. Rashi says, ma the tamil yodam Reb Yehuda, bu meforeshu, umastisim dehoche bechotzer shebein shtei mavoyis. Maybe really our Mishnah closer go according to Reb Yehuda. I Reb Yehuda says by Rubik Hatzeris you don't have to ask the person. So I'll tell you our Mishnah is talking about that the Chotzer is in between two different mevois. Tloyadin and behind Ichalei. So he can make an Erev with one of the two. We don't know which side he wants to go out. Therefore it's a Choy. We have to ask the person first. But maybe if there's only one place where he can make the Erev Hatzeris, there's only one Chotzer and one Movi. So maybe I would think since it's a Schus, we could do without asking him. Kamash Mulano. Our Mishnah is even talking about there's only one Mavi here, there's only one way where you could make Yerev. Still we say, the Rabbanan say, Tzoruch Ladir. So they argue on Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not go according to Reb Yehuda. How much is the shear? How much do you have to have in the Rubin Chatzeris? So the Mara, Kamahu Merubin. What's called Merubin? A lot of people. Saying if you have a lot of people, then you need a Mosin Shtei Sudis. What's called Merubin? If you have 18 people in the chotzer, that's called a lot of people, and then you have to use at least Mosin Shtei Sudis. And from there on, the shear doesn't change. If you have 20, 50, 100 people, still you're allowed to use the shear of Mosin Shtei Sudis, which we'll soon see, that is a shear of 18 gregris. So if you have 18 people, so each person has to put in at least a gregris, you come out to be 18 gregris, which is Mosin Shtei Sudis. So the Gemara, Shmoy Nasa Vesulo and not more. Ema Mishmoyna Asara V'yelech. Enech Nami, 18 people and more is called Merubin. That once you have more than 18 people, you always need at least, or what you need is now a Mosin Shtei Sudis, which is the shear of 4 Beitzim. So the Gemara, Omai Shmoyna Asara V'yelech. How come the Mishnah says 18? Or not the Mishnah, how come the Breit, how come before the Rav Yehuda and Shmuel said 18? Om Rav Yitzchak, Breit, Rav Yehuda, the Dima Parshalei Minei Diyaba, that I'll explain this name of my father, that Kol Shilo Machalka Lamozin Shtei Sudis B'neim. If you would divide up how much there is in the Shtei Sudis, two Sudis, that's 4 Beitzim. V'yein Magas Gregris Tuchol Echad Yechad, and you don't get the shear of a Gregris, each one of them, Hein Hein Merubin. That's called already a lot of people, V'sagi B'mozin Shtei Sudis. And then it's enough to use the shear of Mozin Shtei Sudis. V'loi, let's say you have less people than 18, so then, if each person puts in a gregris, he'll have enough of a shear, even though you don't have Mosin Shtei Sudis. That's also good. That's called Muatin Hain. That Ninu. That's called a little bit. Muatin Ninu. The Agav Rucha Kamashman, the Agav, by learning, we hear this Chiddush, the what? That the Shtei Sudis, how big, how much gregris is there in the shear of two Sudis? Have in Shmein Asara gregris. 18 gregris. So the Ikirat Din is each person to make a Ruvah Chatzeres, you have to put in the size of a gregris of bread into the Erev. Just once you have 18 people, that comes out automatically to be Mosin Shtei Sudis. Now once you have the shear of Mosin Shtei Sudis, the Rabbanu will make, oh, that's enough, no matter how many people you have. You have 18, 20, 100, no matter how high you go, you don't have to use more than Mosin Shtei Sudis. So that's called Merubim, means 18. And less than that, you don't have to have Mosin Shtei Sudis. It's enough, each person puts in a gregris, that's enough. So the Mishnah, v'chol ma'arvin u'mishtatfin. You could use any type of a food to make an erubah chatzeris and to make a shtufa mevois. Chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melech. Divrei Reb Elezer. This is Reb Elezer Shita. That even for erubah chatzeris, you could use peiris and vegetables. Just water and melech is no good. Reb Yeshua Aymen al kikar hu erif. He holds no. A kol pon of erubah chatzeris, you bedavka have to use bread. And that's what we hold halacha. You bedavka have to have bread. Kikar hu erif. So he says now, afilu mafe so, even if you use mamash a saw of flour, a tremendous big bread, vu prusa, but a little bit is chopped off, it's a piece, it's not a whole bread, it's a marfin vo. You can't use this for ruve chaseris. For nero chaseris, you have to use a sholem, a whole piece of matzah, a whole piece of bread. Mashenke and kika kisser, if you have a small piece of bread, but I call upon a vu sholem, but it's sholem, it's whole, marfin boy, you could use that for ruve chaseris. But you can't collect broken pieces of bread for the Rubik HaTzeris. That will soon see in the Gemara, why not? So the Gemara, Tenino Chodezinu, we already learned this one time already. Bechol Ma'arvin U'mishtatfim. With anything you can make in the Rubik HaTzeris, and you can make a Shtufim Yehoyis. Chutz Min HaMayim V'melech. Only Mayim V'melech is no good. We had this Gemara before, and that Chavov. And the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Le'afukim Rebbe Yeshua. Our Mishnah is telling us, not like Rebbe Yeshua. Like we have in our Mishnah, the Yeshua says, Dafka kikar you have to use. Lafukim et Rabbi Yeshua, diyama kikar in, midyachrin aloi, is kamash mulon bakil. Therefore, our Mishnah says, bakil yishnot a tanakam agzon, Rabbi Yeshua, it says, with anything, you could make it a ruve chaseris if you want. Rashi says, yafilu yayin o peris, even wine and fruit, you could also use for an ruve chaseris. Vayte, eisvei avakash, eisvei abaya. It says, b'chol ma'arvin eruve chatzeris. With any type of a food, you can make an eruve chatzeris. Or b'chol mishtatfin shtufa mevois. And any type of a food you could use to make a shtufa mevois. V'loy omru l'arav bapas, that there's a din, you're supposed to use bread, ela b'chotzer levad. Only for a chotzer itself. So chutz astira now, it's first it starts off saying, b'chol ma'arvin eruve chatzeris, and then it ends off saying, only you could use bread. So zot tomorrow, we'll soon be mazva. Man shamed lei, who do we hear it from? The yoma passed in midiachrin aloi, that he says for ruve chatzeris, that we hold halacha, they could only use bread and nothing else, is Rabbi Shua. It goes according to Rabbi Shua. So the chudas brice is Rabbi Shua. Uketani, and still the beginning of this brice says bakoil with everything. So what does bakoil mean? Bakoil means any type of a bread. So you see, bakoil doesn't have to mean any type of a food, even teris, even wine. It can mean no any type of a bread. So maybe our Mishnah also, but it starts off saying b'chol marvin, who mishtatfin, maybe it means bread. How do you know to say it means all type of a food? You see, bakel could also mean bread. And here it means all type of breads. Rashi says, "V'chol marvin, the reish ochi kamon, v'chol minei pas marvin, the rubik haseris. With any type of a bread, you could use a rubik haseris." Yeah. So you see, bakel can mean only bread. So the more elo omar rabba bar chona lafuke with Rabbi Yeshua, the omar shleimu in prusaloi. That's the chiddush hakol ponim of the Tanakama. That Rabbi Yeshua says two chiddushim in the Mishnah. That the bread you use for rubik haseris has to dafka be pas. That's one thing, bread. And also he says it has to be a shalom, a whole piece of bread, a whole loaf, a whole challah. It can't be a piece. Is that's what that's it? Tanakama holds not like that. It says bakel with any type of a bread. Mashmaloi, kamashmalon bakel. Yeah, that even a piece of bread is also good. So the Gemara, Prusa now my time maloi. What's Pshan of Yeshua that he holds when you collect a Rubi Chatzeris, you dafka have to have a whole piece of matzah, a whole piece of bread. Why can't you have a piece? Omer Rabbi Yosi ben Sherl, Omer Rabbi Mishumeva. The Svar is Mishumeva, they'll come to have fights in the Erev, in the Chotzer. What's going to be the fights? Drashi Mishumeva. Sheboilu de machloikas, they'll come to have fight. Shoimer, ani nois and shleim of yata prusa. They'll come to say, I put a whole matzah in. How much of a matzah did you put in? Only a half. You're no good. Get out of here. They'll come to fight to one another. So there are some people shouldn't put in pieces and some people put in a whole. And they'll come to fight. The rabbanan made a klar takana. You always have to have a sholem. When you make a rubik haseris, you have to use a whole piece of bread. A whole challah or a whole matzah. Omale ravacha bread the rabbi ravashi. Ervo kulam be prusais mo. What about if everybody put in prusas? Chura, everybody have 10 people living in the chotzer. Everybody gave a broken matzah. What's going to be then? The chura doesn't pass any eva. They can't come to fight because everybody put in a broken piece. Omale still answer back. No, still it's no good. Val shem yavta double kukulit. Once you come back to come to kilkul, it'll come a bad thing again. There's once you're going to use prusais, even though this time everybody's using it, so there'll be no fights. But once they come to use broken pieces, sometimes some people will use a whole piece, and then there will be fights. So Rabbanan make a low plume. You can't make pieces for an Eruv B'Chatzeres. Shrashe Kukulei, Zeh Prusiv Zeh Shalom again. Somebody will make a whole piece, some will take a broken piece, they'll come to fight. Omer Rabbi Yechinim Ben Shoyl, Nitla Heimenu Kidei Chaloso U Kidei Dimua Marvin Loibu. Now the Shalom is true, you have to have a whole piece of matzah, a whole piece of challah. What about if a little piece is missing? Let's say kidei chalosa. How much you have to take off for the chiyuv challah, which we'll soon see. We're talking about now the shear of 1/48. A baker has to give 1/48 of the challah. That's the shear challah. So if you're missing 1/48 of your matzah, that's still called a whole matzah, you could use it for a rubik haseris. Or else kidei dimua. Kidei dimua is a bigger shear. Dimua means when truma fell into chulin, in the rabbon it's both the 1 and 200. So if one of 200 here fell out, that's still kosher. That's still called the sholem. Trashi chalosa, einuch sarin chazel tikuna. If you have to take off kdei chala, it's still called the sholem. Kdei dimua, in the demas, shenofla truma v'chulin. Some truma fell into Paris of chulin. V'yosu menu kikar zu, and you made the bread out of this. V'nitnu menu dimua, now you took out of here the sheer dimua, echad mimeo l'sakna. Forget, not one in a hundred. So 1/100 of the piece of bread is missing. That's still called sholem. Fred Gemara v'atanya avakashin. You would learn to the brisa kedei dimua marvin loybo. True. If only 1/100 of the matzah or the bread is missing, that's still called sholem. You could use the bread for an eruv b'chaseris. What about kedei chalosa? If the piece that you need to give challah from this bread was taken off, then ain't marvin loybo. You can't use it for eruvim. That's not called a whole piece of bread anymore. Vice has taken off the shear of challah is too much. The lechem is called a chaser, it's called a prusa already. So it's a stira. And the Gemara like Kasha, ho bechalas nachtum, ho bechalas balabayis. It depends who's giving the challah. There's a different halacha, like we'll soon see the brisa. If a regular balabos takes off challah from his own bread, he has to take off 1/24. 1/24 is the shear for challah. That is already too much. If you're missing 1/24 of the matzah, that's not called a shalom anymore. These halachas are bismogeyah to lechem mishnah also. When we use lechem mishnah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're supposed to have a whole piece of bread. What's called whole? These shurim. If you're missing 1/48 of the matzah, it's still kosher. But less than that is no good. So the shear that a balabos takes off for challah is 1/24. That already is possible. It's not called Sholem. Mashenkin, the shear on Nachtam, a baker takes off, that's the shear of 1/48, that already is kosher. That's still called the Sholem. The Tanan, we learned. Shear Chala, what's the shear? How much Chala do you have to take off? Echod Miesim V'yabur, 1/24. If you make 24 Chalas, one of them you have to take off to give Chala for. What about now? Ho'isa Isa L'yatzma, somebody makes dough for himself, private dough. V'isa L'mishne B'noi, or else you make the dough for your, making a party for your son. Is Echad Miesim V'yabur, that's the shear. 1/24 you have to take off to give Chala. That's the shear to give Chala for. 1/24. What about Nachtum Shuoisa Limocher Bashuk? What about a baker that makes bread and he's not making it for his own private use, he's making the bread to sell to people in the shuk. V'cheinu Isha Shosasa Limcha Bashuk. Who then a private lady that's baking challah and she has not eat it privately, but to sell it, she makes panasa like this. V'chein Isha Shosasa Limcha Bashuk. Is the halach in these two cases, Echad Me'abor Mishmoina. You have to take off 1/48. If you bake 48 challahs, then one of them you have to give off to give to the kohen for challah. So I call upon him, there's no spear with them. The one bride that says to take off kadei shir challah, the bread is called the prusa, it's no good. That's the shir challah of a balabos. 1/24, that's too much already. But the shir challah of a nachtum, of a baker, that's kosher still. 1/48 is still called the bread of sholem. Shrashi challahs nachtum, the bread from a baker, kitanhi v'yein zechzern. You only miss in 1/48, that's called very small. That's not called a chzern. Yeah. Another chiddush now. Omar Rav Chizda. Tofro bekisum marvin lobo. Let's say you have a chali. A chali broken half. And what you got to do now is put the two pieces next to one another again and put a toothpick in between, a nice piece of stick in between, and you get the chali to look like one again. So that's good. Tofro, if you like, you sew it up bekisum with a stick, with a toothpick. Marvin loybo. For the Gemara, then it's called the sholem, the bread of sholem. Who are then for a lechem mishner? You could also use such a bread. V'atanya, as Gemara Aspira. V'atanya, a marvin loybo. No, you can't use such a challah for a rubik hatzeris. If the challah was broken in half, and now you're sticking it together with a toothpick, that's no good. So it's a stira. The Gemara lekasha. Ho the yadia tifro. Ho the leyadia tifro. It depends if it's noticeable or not. One challah is talking about when a challah gave a geshmak a break in half. And mom, with your pieces broke off a little bit. So even though you put them together and you stick a toothpick in between, you can still tell that it was broken. That's no good. That's not called the sholem, a whole piece of bread. It's no good for lechem mishnah. It's no good for eruv chaserus. But if in a case where it broke nicely, then now when you put the two pieces together, mamish looks like one, and you have a toothpick in the middle holding it, then it's kosher. Shashi tofra v'kisim. Kika she nifrasa, a kika that broke. The tofra prusas bekisim v'nirishleima. You put a toothpick like in the middle, and now taglamaisa looks like one. Since it looks like one, it's kosher. So I just threw one bride says no. Teretz says yodai tifra. Shrashi niker mokam tsfiros of every kaprusa. If you could tell even after it's stuck together that the bread was broken, you could tell it was in two pieces, then it's no good. Mashenka, if you stick it nice together, you can't tell it was cut in half, then it's kosher. Omer Rav Chizda. Yeah. Omer Rav Zera, Omer Shmuel, Ma'arvin v'pas oris. You're allowed to use bread even made out of rice. You don't have to use bread of the heminim, of wheat or barley. You could even use bread made out of rice. O pas doichin. Who are then pas made out of the flour, made out of milk? Not made out of wheat, made out of doichin. Omer Marukfer, the Dedimi for Shilei Minei Demashmuel. Rukfer says, no, I heard over differently in the name of Demashmuel. That the pas oris marvin. Pas oris rice, ready to make rice, grind it down into flour, and make bread out of it, that's a chosher v'oichum, that you could use for rubik atzeris. Or pas doichin ein marvin. Mashenkin, the bread you make out of milk flour, that's not chosher, that you can't use for rubik atzeris. That's the way he heard from Mashmuel. Omrav chiyav aravin omrav. Ma'arvin b'pas adoshim. He holds a bigger chiddush. You can even use for rubik atzeris bread made out of beans. Stam adoshim, less of a min. Yeah, that's also kosher for Rubik HaTzeris. For the Gemara, ain't he, not like that. V'yohi d'havoyi b'shnei d'mar Shmuel, that once in a time by Shmuel, somebody made a pas, made out of adoshim, made out of lentils, and v'shad yilakalvei, v'lo yochla, they didn't eat it. The mashmuel is not edible, it's not a food you could eat, if you gave it to the dogs. That's what's roi for. So say, how could you say it's roi to make an erev chateres with? It was saying the shita, you have to use bread, the pshat is, but it has to be a choshev oichum. This is not a choshev oichum, so how could you use this for an erev? Of the Gemara, hahi disham minim havoi. That bread that they threw to the dogs wasn't bread stam made out of lentils. It was made out of a few minim. And a few minim, you make the mix the flour up of different type of flour together, that's gefer lecha bread, and it's only roi for the dogs. Shrashi disham minim havoi. Minim harbe hoyim arvim boy. That a lot of different type of flour was mixed together. Dehi vade lav pasi, that's not called bread. Also being a raya, the Yechsiv Gabi Yechesko by the Klolus that he says there, the Yata Kakla Kachitim, Yechsiv Lechem Anoshim Le Teichel, that you're not going to eat bread that men eat.